Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Fourth and final hour here on WEEI Afternoons. And before we get into the drive, I'm going to allow Fitzy to issue an apology to the text listener that he so offended last segment.
In the 413, somebody has addressed my potty mouth at the tail end of the 4 o'clock hour. Said, blank better have my money easy, kid. I have my 6-year-old in the car. So I apologize that I wasn't using Romper Room, Sesame Street, or Miss Rachel's language on sports radio.
Get it together, guy. Come on.
Yeah, should have used stimulism.
Yes, that's right.
That's not offensive. I can't offend anybody.
Get your stimulism together, mofo.
Till we make up the meaning for the made-up word, and then it could be offensive, depending on what meaning we assign to made-up
words. Yeah, we hold ourselves to a higher standard here.
You could do what I do, like back in the day when you didn't know. The stimulism, the act of stimulizing.
How'd you do in school, Stiz?
Oh, I was good.
Really?
I didn't get my first C till like 7th grade, I think.
I heard you got it earlier.
Don't know where we're going. There it is, 5:01:02. It's early today, so let's go to the drive.
This is The Drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep. In the left field. Gone!
The top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home.
Stop!
On WEEI Afternoons.
So Brad Marchand was back at the Garden last night with his new friends, his new teammates, his Panthers, the Stanley Cup champions, who, in case we didn't mention it, had lost 4 in a row going into the game, just like the Bruins had lost 4 in a row going into the game. So this should have been a fair fight, and in a way it was. It was a one-goal game. Unfortunately, that one goal came late in the game for the Panthers, and the Panthers won 4-3. Bruins were down 1-0 1 minute into the game. They were down 2-0 2 minutes into the second period, but they came back. They tied the game. They were ready. They were game. They were fighting. They have resiliency, all these good things, except the ability to win a hockey game. They lost their 5th straight hockey game.
Yeah, they came into the night, each team having lost 4 in a row. Something's got to give. Both teams can't lose. Probably not, at least. At least that's how the math.
Yep. And your guy, Swayman.
Hold on.
Is anybody going to claim Swayman as their guy?
No, you know, actually, if we had a my guy draft on the Bruins, because everyone, in case the audience just tuning in, hello, welcome to Afternoons. It's the way we've decided here is every host is allowed 3 my guys per team.
Yes.
Andy always grabs, you're the guy that goes over to the pizza and grabs the first couple, like opens it up. You grab the first 2 slices.
Like Kevin Garnett?
Yeah.
Remember back in the day, no one was allowed to eat on the Celtics until Kevin Garnett got his pizza?
Mm-hmm.
He even yelled at doctors that tried to get in line first and like non-player people.
That's funny.
He was a bully.
He was, but he was our bully and that made it okay. So no one's going to claim Swayman, and we were all extremely disappointed that on such an emotional night for the Bruins, where you have the most attention on you, it is probably the most jamming that the Garden is going to be Bruins-wise for quite some time, if not all season. To get a win on that particular night would have been so special for the Bruins just because. Now, your guy gets his send-off, and he waved and stick-tapped to the crowd, and that was special too. But to come up short like that for sloppy hockey, bad goaltending, it's just It's really disappointing. It's a sign of, you know what, that 3-0 start is long in our rear view now, Andy. Dan Ball is right. It's going to be a long season.
Yeah, I'm not. I know none of us on this program are going to claim Swayman. You think Marco Sturm or Don Sweeney or Cam Neely would still even claim Swayman as, quote, their guy right now if they were putting together their list of their guys?
Not.
Yeah, no, I'm not sure how many people are big supporters of Swayman right now. Good thing is, he's a new human being. Bad thing is, he's still a bad goalie that gives up disinterested goals, I'll say, late. Whatever you want to label it as. Weird goals. Goals that shouldn't be allowed, and he's not the only one.
Nope.
His defense isn't good.
Odd
the rest
goals,
of the team,
let's say. He does give up some odd and unique goals.
Odd seems a little optimistic for me. I don't care for that. That's a little positive. Yes, Dan Ball.
I think you kind of hit on the right concept earlier when talking about Swayman, how he just doesn't seem to have it as it presents itself. Like, do you remember a time where you were watching Jeremy Swayman battle? Where it felt like even if he didn't have his A stuff, he was battling in net and trying to will his team to win. I feel like he either has his A game or it's an absolute disaster and there's kind of no in between.
Yep, he's the starting pitcher who in the pen realizes, hey, Skip, you know how I usually throw 97? I'm only at 93 today. And instead of gutting it out, finding a way, gaming through, and suddenly you're like, wow, you gave me six innings when you were only throwing 93. He's like, Skip, I'll give up a home run, and then you take me out of the game. That's how Jeremy Swayman
yeah,
works.
Yeah, he's Clay Buchholz. He's J.D. Drew. He's the guy that just all of a sudden, oh, there's a little bit of a neck thing going on.
J.D. Drew was, like, hurt all the time, and then when he actually played, he'd be good. The problem was he was made of recycled chandelier glass.
Well, was he hurt, or was there just a little ouchie that he couldn't play through?
He was not perfect.
That was always my perception.
Are you hurt, or are you injured, that whole thing that football coaches ask, are you hurt or are you injured? He was just like, well, I got a little stiffness. The pillow had a little kink in it last night, so I have stiffness. Yeah, Swayman, he has some rehab to do because everybody gave him the offseason. I think he got a clean sheet of ice, so to speak, when you started the season. We wanted to buy into whatever the hell that cockamamie tournament was, eight ponds away. What was it?
The World Championships. It's legit.
Okay, so we'll give it legit.
Played very well in the World Championships.
Awesome. I'd like him to play very well in the National Hockey League for the Boston Bruins between the pipes at TD Garden.
You know, that's fair.
How much do they pay him for the World Championships?
I couldn't tell you off the top of my head. There's a gold medal at stake.
Yeah.
That could be worth something at auction.
I'm not sure you get paid much at all. The team that's paying him $8 million a year would like to get $8 million worth of return on investment from their goalie, and you're not getting it. But it was Brad Marchand's night. Feels a little loser-villy when the highlight of the night is you're celebrating the player on the other team and the video from his time when he was with Boston, like when he won a cup with Boston and then he went and won a cup with the Panthers and now we're all crying.
What are all right, Swayman's stats on the season? Record of 2-3.
So he's a loser.
Goals against...
I mean, the facts tell you he's a loser.
Un paradidor, yes. His goals against average, 3.02. That puts him 36th. That's not good. That puts him 3.02. That makes him 36th in the NHL.
Dan Ball, how many teams are in the NHL?
Less than that.
So he's a backup goalie.
His numbers make him a backup goalie. He's worse than the worst starter in the NFL, statistically speaking.
And his NHL, save percentage, both. He'd probably be a terrible quarterback, too. His save percentage, .903. That is 27th. So that also is bottom of the barrel.
27th? That's much better than 36th. Yeah, he's not very good. And he's not very good. Those numbers aren't good regardless of your salary. Like, if you're 36.
Bruins got bullied into signing him for 8 years.
Yeah, and I got bullied into arguing about it on the old afternoon show the way you kind of did yesterday about the whole rebuild process.
But I was fine with that because I thought that was fun.
It was fun. It's entertaining, and Arcan gets all fired up. Ugh. But Marchand was back last night. Who do you blame? Who do you most blame for the fact that Brad Marchand was at the Garden but not playing for the Bruins? Do you blame Brad Marchand? You blame the Bruins, and if so, then the sub-question is that Don Sweeney? Is that Cam Neely? Is that ownership? Who do you blame for Brad Marchand returning as a Stanley Cup champion with the Panthers?
You had the pecking order correct. Brad Marchand, Bruins ownership.
So you blame Brad Marchand the most?
Yeah.
Okay. I kind of do, too.
I kind of do.
Like, I think if he wanted to be here, he could have been here.
Sure, he could have bit the bullet. He could have taken it on the chin. Could have easily just, you know, said, fine, okay, I understand this is where we are. But priority one for me is not playing hockey in another uniform. I'm going to go box to wire, cradle to grave in a Bruins sweater with the bespoke B. And instead, he wanted some money at the end. He probably deserved it. And so what did he get, Andy? He got a little less money, but he got a lot more glory. Yes.
So how can you say you blame Marchand first, but then in the very next breath say that he kind of deserved the money?
He did, but if he, like, Tom Brady deserved the money years before he decided I've had enough and kept taking it, and they kept winning. So
I don't blame Brady for leaving. I blame Kraft and Bill for letting him go. Like, I'm mad at Bruins ownership. And speaking as, like, a novice, you know, sports fan, like, mm-hmm. I was mad watching that game last night. And seeing Marchand get emotional and the crowd getting emotional, I was like, this guy should be a Bruin. This guy should still be here. Like, Brad Marchand
sucking
to me,
with the rest of them.
Go down with the ship.
Do you think he'd be happy underperforming on a team that right now the Panthers don't even have their best player? Although there can be arguments, Dan, I guess, that Sam, Sam Bennett is their best player.
Yeah, and Reinhardt as well. They're actually missing their two best players because Alexander Barkov is out for the year as well. The new era Bergeron,
we're gonna play some Marchand, and we've played Marchand throughout the show. Do I think he'd be happy? To me, it sounds like Boston holds a pretty special place in his heart.
Yeah, but it's very similar to Brady in that had Brady stayed with the Patriots, a peter out. They don't go back to a Super Bowl. It's not going to be this glorious ending. He plays a couple more years, and then the whole thing peters out. I think the same thing would happen with Brad Marchand. They're not going to the Cup, and it peters out with him on the Bruins.
That's why I blame the front office, though, because they allowed the roster to get to a point where it no longer made sense to keep Brad Marchand and pay him the money that he deserves. There's no reason that he shouldn't have been playing on at least a wild card competitive team to this point in his career.
I hadn't realized how many comparisons there were here in this whole Brady thing.
It's kind of all
the petering out of drafts.
Wait, you know who it really compares to? John Lester. Like, there's a guy who never should have pitched in another uniform and never gone anywhere. Guess what he did?
But they flat out lowballed him, and he was at a much different point in his career. Brady and Marchand were legends that were the end is near kind of thing, and they both go to Florida. They both win a championship.
Where you take your Vegas,
and it was petered out around them because they couldn't draft. I mean, the one difference is you don't have the strong-armed coach pushing him out the door. It's maybe more strong-armed front office.
Yeah.
The Cam Neely, Don Sweeney ownership level strong-arming. But I've never really thought about the comparisons between the way Marchand was kind of pushed out of town and wins, and Brady was kind of pushed out of town and wins. And yet if they both stayed, I do believe it wouldn't have been glory. It would have just petered out for both franchises. 617-779-7937. We are reacting to Brad Marchand's return to the Bruins last night, or return to the Garden, not to the Bruins. He helped, with a pair of assists, beat the Bruins. He also did a conversation with ESPN. I'm assuming it was taped pregame, and then it aired first intermission, talking about regret. Does he regret the way things went down that landed him in Florida?
Do I wish that, at times, I guess I would say that I think if we went back, I think both sides would have done things differently. I think is how I would say. I think I let my emotions handle some aspects of the negotiations that maybe I would have done differently if I go back, but I wouldn't go back.
So I do things differently, but I wouldn't go back. Translation.
Did you get that?
No, but that's easy to translate. Translation. I'm having more fun now.
Well, he is, and I'm making more money, and I'm in a better place, and it's sunny, and I still have a house here, and I still think I'm going to work for the team when I retire, so what's really changed
but
there?
But now I get to just, like, blanket up down there in Florida in the sunshine. It's weird. I get to skate, and it's 80 degrees outside.
You think he'll be back?
I know. You've been on that all day. From the moment you walked in, he wants a job here. This is end up with a job here.
I don't know about a ploy, but I think it's weird that a guy that just signed a 6-year extension with the team he wanted to be traded to, where he won a title, like, when I'm done, I do want to go back there and work for you guys and be part of the organization again and live there and all. Like, Brady didn't do that. Brady was like, I ain't never going back. You know what? Your parades sucked because they were cold. Boat parades are better than duck boat parades in the freaking frigid February air.
Yeah, meanwhile,
at least he was genuine. And Brad's like, I want to go back, but I'm going to enjoy it here.
Meanwhile, the last duck boat parade was like 64 degrees. It's gorgeous.
I don't recall.
I do.
I've never been to one that I wasn't in.
I was in one.
Jesus, Brad. Oh, my God.
I know. I remember. Until I didn't, because I had too much to drink.
Such a great story.
Shut up.
It wasn't a great story, John. I love when Ted gets mad at that. So the Bruins are petering out before our eyes. We all owe an apology to Dan Ball.
Petering out? They've already petered. They're done. You can't peter out when you've petered.
Well, they had three wins. And at that point, even Dan Ball, did you have any concerns that your negativity was maybe incorrect?
No.
Okay.
There's not a lot of things in this life I know, but I know a bad hockey team when I see one. This was the direction. And the direction that they chose at the trade deadline also. It's just a following up of what they admitted it was time to do in February. So, no, I know bad hockey players when I see bad hockey players everywhere on a roster.
And that seems like a team that is trending toward they are a bad hockey team. Good news is?
The season only has 70 games to go.
What's his name? Gavin McKenna?
That's the guy.
Gavin McKenna, baby. Number one overall pick to the Bruins. Dan Ball has a theory that even in hockey sometimes, even if you don't tank properly, it's manipulated to get it to an original six or a marquee franchise that maybe needs a new tentpole player.
Edmonton got McDavid. Chicago got Bedard. Time for Boston to get the frozen envelope and get Gavin McKenna.
I like the way you're thinking. The problem is my whole theory during my three-point stance about being able to watch hockey games and games on a nightly basis and get some joy out of them. Well, how many games are left? Like 74?
73.
73 games left.
They're
3-6.
You only have to grind out 73 more hockey games with the Bruins. Okay, Senor Hockey. 3-6 right now.
Yep.
I love how Dan gets his mic ready when you say senior hockey. Yes. He means me.
Had a feeling I wasn't you.
Hey! You know what? Puckhead Hart.
Okay.
I thought it was Lunkhead Hart.
Yeah,
anyways, go ahead.
A lot of things.
Go ahead.
Things I can't say with 6-year-olds listening.
Yeah, apparently.
Okay, your new after 9 games, new record prediction.
Oh.
It's definitely come down.
Yeah, I don't even know what I said. I don't know if we made an official prediction at the beginning. I mean, this is...
Slide that scale, baby.
They're a 30-win team.
30? They've already got three.
Yeah.
They only got 27 left.
30 to 35. I mean, they're not I don't think they're a 500 team. It's going to get rough. I mean, and they're healthy right now. That's the issue. They're playing like this when they're healthy. You lose McAvoy or Pasta, well, aside for Lindholm, but you lose another impact player, you're in deep, deep trouble.
Squeeze in a quick phone call, 617-779-7937. Paul in East Longmeadow. What's up, Paul?
Hey, guys. I just got to talk about how Don Sweeney continues to F this team up beyond anyone's belief. For us to be $2 million under the cap.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
And to be this bad, how does anybody not acknowledge that? How do we sit here and Charlie McAvoy is a half-decent player? I'm sorry, Dan Ball, but Charlie McAvoy sucks.
Thanks for the call, Paul. I don't know if Dan Ball will disagree with you. I certainly agree with you because I thought the best thing that happened to Charlie McAvoy was the injury at the Four Nations that covered up the fact that he was having a terrible season last year.
Was it terrible or was it sneaky not great?
I think bad. I don't think sneaky anything about it. I don't think he was having a very good season. And he makes $7 million.
That's a lot.
And he's supposed to be one of your marquee players, one of your big money guys that you have at all three levels, then the defense was going to be the strength of your team, and it's not fair.
Oh, seven? No. How about $8.5 million?
I undersold him by $1 million, so he's more overpaid than even I knew. I agree with the caller. I think Charlie McAvoy is one of the maybe the most overrated Bruin because I don't think he gets the heat that, like, Swayman gets a lot of heat. he's gotten a lot of heat for a year plus now.
He's making McAvoy money, and he's playing like McAvoy between the pipes.
I don't think McAvoy gets as much heat.
By the way, you guys undersold him twice. It's $9.5 million.
I like his salary. It grows every time somebody talks about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Stiz, you have $10.5 million on your screen.
He doesn't look. I mean, saying he sucks is just flat out wrong, but what he's not is a true number one defenseman, which is what you're paying him for. So it's going to look like he sucks compared to what he's being paid for, same as Jeremy Swayman is not a league-leading goalie like you're paying him for. Sucks is a little strong. Plus, his D partner led the league with a minus 43 last year.
That's not great.
Hard to do. That was Mason Lorai.
Oh, Mason Lorai.
Who was responsible for two of the goals last night.
Yes. Only two
absolutely.
Of them?
His coach said directly he was responsible for two. I'm sure you could pick apart a few
others. He's responsible for two, and you lost by one, so, well, you do the math.
You know what?
They say it's never one player who cost you the game, but, well, it might have been
one
player.
Hang it on Lorai, not Swayman. Too bad defensemen can't get losses.
They can if you want to attribute it to them. The good news is we can bitch all we want about the Bruins. It's basketball season. Officially, tonight, Celtics tip off at the Garden against the 76ers. Joel Embiid is healthy. He's in town. Fitzy's betting the over on his point total because Fitzy's got a feeling. He's feeling like Joel Embiid is going to go off because the Celtics don't have big men unless your guy, Nemus Keita, has a first of a game in a remarkable season.
Is it or is it not a legitimate, I won't say fear, but is it not a legitimate concern
that
Embiid could go off tonight?
Oh, no, I think it's actually expected. The number was a little low. I was a little surprised the number was a little. The only thing I'm wondering is, are they thinking early in the year, like his minutes or something? Is he not ready to have the minutes?
You've got to throttle down on that thing.
Okay. Well, good luck with that.
Yeah.
I wish everybody good luck in their gambling. What's the best case scenario for the Boston Celtics this year?
82-0.
Yes, literally, that is the best case scenario, Fitzy.
You asked, you got it.
Dan Ball, what's the best case scenario?
You get a home game in the first round of the playoffs. You're a top four team, or you're the third or fourth team, I would say.
Realistically, it's Jaylen Brown plays up to near your expectations of a first or most likely second team All-NBA player. Derek White stays healthy, does everything that I have asked him to, and then some at an All-Star level. Peyton Pritchard is just as good at distributing the ball as he is hitting logo threes. Someone else steps up from the backcourt as well, provides a little extra defense. You make a smart trade, and bam, you finish in the four. Jason Tatum comes back early January, and he's playing meaningful minutes by the time you get to St. Patrick's Day.
I agree. Best case scenario is probably the four seed. Jaylen Brown is first team All-NBA, approaching 30 points per game. And then Jason Tatum joins that four seed to be the Robin for the real Batman. That is Jaylen Brown. He was the Batman when you won the title. He'll be the Batman again to lead you, Robin, to...
In December.
Not in December. A couple rounds deep in the playoffs, and everybody's happy. And then the season that they're supposedly preparing for, the 2026-2027 season, will be fun and with much anticipation.
Can I give you two kind of JV best-case scenarios as well?
Sure.
You discover a center and hope maybe Kate is the one that jumps out of the mix as the guy who you can trust. And another one of your young draftees steps up. I know Fitzy's high on Gonzalez being a defensive stalwart, maybe a Shireman. You kind of refill that depth this year. I would love to see that out of this year's team.
Okay, opposite question. Worst case scenario. Yes, Fitzy, 0-82 is worst case scenario. Let's get that right out of the way. Worst case scenario. This hamstring issue that cost Jaylen Brown part of the final preseason game.
That was rest and maintenance.
Lingers. And he's off and on all year with a hamstring injury, which limits his explosiveness, which limits his minutes, which limits his ability to play both ends of the floor. And without Jaylen Brown, you are not a playoff team. You're not even close to a playoff team without Jaylen Brown if he's not out there for significant minutes. And then at some point they realize, oh, we're not a playoff team. Maybe we do actually go in the lottery and see if we can add a high-end player to pair with Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum when Jason Tatum's healthy. And all of a sudden, we're watching a bridge year before our eyes. Maybe they trade Derek White as the Athletic predicted. And this season that seemed interesting to start the year becomes a lot less interesting if Jaylen Brown is hurt and they're suddenly playing for lottery
picks.
He's
going to be fine.
I know,
but
the game is worst-case scenario.
He's tougher than Christian Gonzalez, for goodness sakes.
Oh, there's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
Plays a man sport, basketball, not football. Dan Ball, worst-case scenario.
Couldn't even finish the sentence.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's an injury. You lose what is already a thin team, and I think your worst case by extension is you're bad enough that they just say, you know what, Jason, just take the year, keep rehabbing,
and
focus on 26-27. I think if you're in that kind of record range, it's a very bad
year. Or if he has a setback.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah. So I think it's something that keeps Tatum off the floor for a full year. That would probably be my worst case as well.
And finally, we talked to Adam Schefter, as we always do on Wednesdays. And we asked him we kind of put him on the spot. It's a little unfair to him, by the way. We gave Brian Hoyer a heads up so he was able to prepare for his top five quarterbacks in the NFL.
But Schefter didn't swear on the air.
Schefter did not swear on the air. He just had a long pause where he was thinking swear words at us for putting him on the spot. We asked Adam Schefter for his top five NFL quarterbacks. So I'm going to admittedly put you a little bit on the spot right now, but if I asked you to give me Adam Schefter's top five quarterbacks in the NFL right now, who's on the list?
Patrick Mahomes.
Hello?
I'm just thinking.
Like, same thing happened to us, Adam. It's a tough question.
I'll give you Drake May in the top five right now because I think he's been playing at that level. Baker Mayfield, Matthew Stafford, and Daniel Jones.
What a list that is. Did you ever think you'd have Drake May and Daniel Jones on that list 7 weeks in?
No.
I just want to be clear. We didn't doctor that. That is Adam Schefter's actual audio from him saying no.
And it's a new drop here on Afternoons.
It will be used early and often. Football Talk on WEEI is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And just to recap that real quick, in case you missed it, yes, he did include your quarterback, Drake May, in his top five. In fact, he was the second name he mentioned, the first name after Patrick Mahomes, who is the measuring stick at the position in the National Football League right now.
And per most of your betting applications, websites, and beyond, the MVP frontrunner, but your boy Drake coming in third.
Speaking of Drake May and his head coach, we have a couple new comparisons. I'll be honest, I hate the comparison for Drake May. We'll talk about that next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, for the final time, Mr. Hockey, Dan Ball, has what's trending.
The Christian Arcan Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
A nickname that's never been used before. Love it. Trending now on WEEI, brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. The Patriots return to the practice field this afternoon. New England returns home to host the Cleveland Browns this Sunday at 1 o'clock. The Patriots are riding a 5-game win streak against the Browns and are 5-0 all-time versus Cleveland at Gillette Stadium. Pats linebacker Caleb on Chason has been named the AFC Defensive Player of the Week for his Week 7 performance, recording 2 sacks and a fumble recovered for a touchdown. This is his first career Player of the Week award and the team's first on defense since 2022. The Patriots injury report has been published and is as follows. Two players did not participate in practice today. Linebacker Elijah Ponder and safety Craig Woodson. Five players were considered limited participants today. Linebacker Harold Landry, defensive tackle Christian Barmore, wide receiver Stephon Diggs, offensive tackle Morgan Moses, and defensive tackle Kyrus Tonga. Three players were full participants today. Corner Christian Gonzalez, corner Charles Woods, as well as safety Jalen Hawkins. The Bruins lost to Brad Marchand and the Florida Panthers last night at TD Garden. The final was 4-3. Marchand was named the first star of the game after recording 2 assists. Boston has now lost 5 games in a row. Per WEEI Scott McLaughlin, the Bruins have placed defenseman Jordan Harris on injured reserve and recalled Mike Callahan. Harris was walking with a limp during the postgame last night. And the Celtics tip off their season this evening when they host the Philadelphia 76ers. Tip off is at 7:30. Jaylen Brown is listed as questionable for tonight's game, while Jason Tatum has been ruled out. Paul George, Jared McCain, and Trendon Watford have been ruled out by the 76ers. At the 99 Restaurant, $14.99 big deal meals start the week off right. Satisfy big appetites every Monday through Wednesday. Try the new grilled teriyaki chicken for flavor that's always kicking. For big deal meals and a great time, you gotta love the nines. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More Afternoons coming up right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.